inspiration, like what has inspired you to create your own sound?
I think my inspiration comes from, I don't know, just, I don't know. I think I've always had like an innate desire to express myself in this particular way. I can't really say why, but I just know that it's always been, like that. So, I think that me seeing artists that I've been inspired by growing up, like even from, just seeing like my mom's music taste, or like from church, being in the choir, children's choir, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I think being exposed to people that were incredibly great vocalists and seeing how they moved me to feel something, as someone who struggled to like express my emotions like outside of that, it inspired me to be like, I can actually do this on my own, as well. Like, I can write something, I can say something, I can sing something, So yeah, it's really that.
I love that. I love that. Okay, and I used to live in Calgary for quite some time. So I'm originally from Toronto. I tell a lot of people like Calgary does have a really good art scene. It does have a really good music scene. How has it you've shared a lot of the festivals and sort of shows that you've done so far. How have you find Calgary been for you as a musician?
Calgary has been a whirlwind for one, because I started out, when I didn't even I myself didn't even know that there was a creative scene when I started. It was actually T Fanny who ushered me in, because yeah, shout out to T Fanny,
Shout
honestly,
out
like
to
I
T
will live my life
Fanny.
at this point. Shout out to T. And like around that, I'm gonna say 2018-ish period or so, I was, I was still at the, I was going to the UFC, and my friend and I on a night out, we ended up at Simply Irie, which,
Hey.
yeah, her parents owned. Great establishment, shout out to them as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, we were there till like 3 a.m. and T was actually helping at the restaurant with her parents, so she was serving us. And she was like, yeah, you want to hear my music, you want to hear my music? And I was like, okay. And my friend was like, oh, she also makes beats, and like she has some talent. And I was like, oh God, there's no way. So yeah, since then T started inviting me to stuff, and it was like kind of smaller scale open mics, rap battles, things like that. And like now I'm seeing Calgary scene be more, have a higher level of organization. Like people are doing things, yeah, on a larger scale, being more strategic instead of just kind of like, I think we've always been known for having a more chill vibe. Like, you just come and do your thing, people fold their hands and hide in the corners of the room watching you. But yeah, so much has changed. Even the culture of the audience has changed in Calgary, honestly. So like it's been a whirlwind of an experience, but it's like I've been seeing such continued growth, and I think even myself, like I'm a testament to that as well,
I
so
love it. I love it. What do you hope to see either like for the rest of this year and then onward?
my goals are, first things first, to have a body of work out. I love things that are based on, like concepts, or even if it's not high concept, just having something that's a collection, like a solid body of work that can show it always gives a bigger picture of who you are than, singles can. Although singles are, amazing, and I mean they've done a lot for me. Yeah, so like definitely my goals are to have my first project, my debut project out, which is my EP. It's definitely, it's been years in the making actually. And it started with through my residency with Third Verse Records. And yeah, it was all ready to go about, I'm gonna say, a year back, but we just had some like, circumstances, life, things beyond our control. So I decided that I was going to start from scratch again,
Ah, I love it.
So yeah. So what everything that's going to come from me, like between now and like the end of this year and next year, is just going to be like that process of me starting from the beginning again.
Wow, I love that. Okay, so my next question then is helpful to new people who maybe have just want to become a musician or a creative in some way. And the fact that you worked on a project and then decided to like restart it again, what advice do you have for somebody new getting into the game? Because I feel like some people wouldn't do that. I like to do that. I'm like, you know what? I'll scrap this. I'll start over
Just
again. I have
scrap it.
no
Yeah,
problems.
you know?
I have no
Yeah.
problems. But what advice would you give to like somebody new, like who wants to get started in the game as a musician?
My advice would be to always make sure that you work on knowing yourself, because the sound comes after. All these things are a product of, like I think the more you're in touch with yourself and what you're supposed to be doing, it gives you a stronger ground to stand on, especially if you're new, because at the newer stages is actually when like the most, like nonsense happens. So, just because you're still figuring it out, like it'll be from yourself, it'll be from other people. So and that's actually the easiest stage to quit as well, because
Yeah,
of
true.
like being faced with circumstances and not knowing how to move past, or even something like this, having to rebuild is not easy. So I would say have a good knowledge of yourself, use discernment to pick your team, your collaborators, don't be afraid to reach out for help, and always have the mind of a child to learn, like
Yeah.
absorb things.
You know what? That is like, I ask this question to almost every creative person that I chat with. And that was a really great answer, is like, revert back to sort of that childlike mentality to absorb information, right? Kind of be open to be a
100%.
sponge. I love that. I absolutely love that. Now, can we chat a little bit about, I mentioned in the intro that I saw you at Slat Island. You were performing with Tim Day. Do you want to talk a little bit about that track?
Yes, we performed our collab drop. We dropped it in April, probably on the 24th of April, I think. It's called "What You Take Me For," and it's definitely a special track for both of us, because we conceptualized it in 2023, when we were both much less experienced, and I don't know. I think it's a testament to both our friendship and also our working like relationship as collaborators. So "What You Take Me For" is, like as the name in kind of sounds, it's kind of like braggadocious. It's kind of like kind of saying to people who maybe haven't believed in you or haven't gotten the vision, so to speak. It's kind of like, I am that, I'm all that, kind of vibe. And so we thought it would be cool. I always like to see women like saying whatever they want to say, bigging themselves up. So
Period.
clock it. Yeah, so
We're
that's
clocking
exactly, we are, so you guys better listen.
it,
So
guys. I love
yeah, that's kind of like the deal with that track. We had Polo as the mixing engineer, Polo Show. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but he's a great
No.
rapper out here. Yeah.
Okay, I love to hear that. Love to hear that.
Yeah,
And
an engineer.
do you have any upcoming like shows over the next little while, or are you kind of like laying low over the summer? What's the vibe?
I'm mostly laying low, but I will probably sporadically pick up some shows here and there. I was like, I'm just gonna lay low so I can focus on getting the project done and finalizing stuff. But every now and then someone will reach out to me and I'll be like, yes, of course I can come to that. So I'm sorry that I can't give very definitive information right now, but I mean, I will be co-hosting with Kinde at the Alcove on the 23rd of this month.
Oh, nice. Okay.
They're having an open jam. They've done it for years, and so we'll just be guiding that process. A lot of talented artists are gonna come, we're just, it's a live jam session, freestyling essentially.
Love that.
And I'll be popping up at Sylvan July, which is going to be on the, what is the Thursday, the last, sorry, the last Saturday of this month. Would that be the 26th or
Yes,
7th?
I think it's the 20th, but let's, I mean, we have the time. Let's talk it
Oh,
out.
I said it all wrong. It's the 25th of July,
25th.
Saturday. Yeah. So it's gonna be at Sylvan Lake. It's an event
Oh.
where, yeah, we have these DJs who come out. They mostly spin like Afro beats, Afro tech, that house, kind of stuff. At the park in Sylvan Lake. It's kind of by the, it looks like a beach, really. It's
It does.
very,
It's very pretty. It's very, very pretty.
yeah. So
That's
I'll be popping up.
fun.
I'll be performing What You Take Me For with Kinde and also Basement, which is
Oh.
my debut single from my EP.
And guys, I'm gonna be playing Basement shortly after our conversation. So stay tuned for
Love
that. But I do have a couple of questions before I let you go. One of the main things that I like to ask is because on this show, Beats and Eats, I love to talk about food as well as music
it.
and events and stuff
The
like that.
key
So,
to my
my
heart.
listen, are you first and foremost, do you like to cook yourself?
I do like to cook. I don't always do it with a smile on my face, but I do like it though,
I feel you. I feel you with my heart there. What are some of
Yeah.
the things that you like to make? We'll start off with that first. What are some of the things that you personally like to make?
These days, I've been making a lot of steak. And I
Okay.
don't know, I'm gonna have to blame Kinde for that one because it wasn't really a thing, but yeah, she's always like, I made the steak, I made the steak. And I was like, you know what, let me see what this is about. So yeah, I've been making steak with caramelized onions,
Okay.
veggies on the side. Yeah. I love it because it makes you feel fancy at home with such little effort, honestly.
Clearly, yes, absolutely. I love that's what you said. That is not what I expected you to say, but I love that.
Really? What did you expect?
I
Probably
don't
some kind of
know.
rice,
Exactly.
maybe.
So I love that. I love a steak. I mean, and when I lived in Calgary, I ate it way more than I do now. So I mean, eat for me. I think that that is awesome.
We got you. We got you.
Absolutely. And when you're in the Calgary streets, what's like your go-to? Like, especially if you're like, let's say you're going to be performing, like what is something like you like to eat?
Oh, I would probably say pho, go to a nice
What?
Vietnamese spot. Yeah, have a peanut
Really?
satay, clear your throat. You're like, I'm ready to bring the house down. Yeah,
I love
exactly.
that
Definitely
is
pho.
yes, I love a thaw. And you know what? It's so true. It kind of just like clears it all.
Just cleanses you.
Yes. And so filling too at the same time. Oh my gosh. And last question, last big question. Are you a baker or are you more the savory type of person?
Savory, 100%.
You know what? I'm that
Yeah,
girl too. I
because
you
I
know.
freestyle cooking. Like, it's just the measurements, the precision of baking. I have baked before, and I don't like the precision. It's like it has to be 1/3 of a teaspoon of this, and the truth is, if you don't follow those instructions, it might not turn out nice.
It's honey, it's too strict for me. It's too strict
It's
for
too strict.
me.
The pressure is high, Like, I have to get this bread right. Like, I have to make sure this is 250 mils. Yeah.
Absolutely,
Savory all the
absolutely.
way.
And last question before I kind of get your socials and show how people can connect with you is, okay, so you're in Calgary right now. You're going to do something, a little something in Sylvan Lake. Are you open to like venturing out of Alberta yet? Like once the EP drops, is that something you're
Yeah,
interested in?
100%. I think, yeah, these things are, it's hard to plan so far ahead of time, but it's definitely on the vision board to go to other parts of Canada. I mean, specifically here, I would be interested in BC and Toronto. I think Ontario has, I love that they have such a deep connection and are so active,
Yes.
Yeah, and the music scene, specifically Toronto, of course. You know, like,
100%.
yeah, it's such a hub for music. So I think that bridging the gap between like this province and places like there would be amazing. And I would like to see what the sound looks like as well when, you know, these kinds of people cross
Hey,
over. Yeah,
absolutely,
it's like
absolutely.
unexplored territory for the
Well, when
most
the
part. Yeah.
for sure, when the EP drops, please come the BC way, you know what I mean? And you can
Yes.
pop by the radio station, come and check us out at CJSF. We would love to
I
have
would love to. I definitely will.
you. Yes, absolutely. Okay, so now socials. For those who have been hearing a conversation, loving the vibe, loving your energy, you know, they're going to hear your music in a hot second. If they want to connect with you, how can they?
I mean, you guys can find me on my Instagram. On I have a website, bk1.com. My Instagram is bk1, which is BKAY space WON, BK1. I'm on, yeah, I'm on TikTok as well. You can find my music pretty much on any platform you listen to anything. So, yeah, Apple, Spotify, yeah, you can find me, yeah, all
In
those
all the
spaces.
places. I love it,
All
and
the places.
I'm gonna ensure that I put some links in the show notes so that you can get connected to BK1. You can check out, you know, the music, the vibe, the website, the socials, all of the things. Again, I just want to thank you so much for hanging out with me. I'm so glad that we got to meet in Calgary, and I hope that you're able to make a visit to these BC streets and check us out.
Absolutely. It was such a pleasure meeting you. Thank you for, you know, showing up to support us, even though you're, you know, shuttling back and forth. And yeah, you have a wonderful energy. And thank you for inviting me into this space too. Thank you.
Thank you so much, BK. And until next time, because honestly, when the EP's out, we're going to have you back and we'll talk about, you know,
Yes.
some of the music, some of the tracks, and all of the things. But,
Till
all right. Thank you.
then, thank you.
And that was my conversation with BK1. As I mentioned when we were chatting, I am going to play a track from BK1, which is Basement. And after that, I am going to play the BK1 and Kinde collab, What You Take Me For. But first, here is Basement.
Got to let it go. On my knees, I was saying strip back, running fast, pressed on the cold pavement. The troubles will come if you allow them to escape, man. So keep a good eye upon the basement. I got to let it go. On my knees, I was saying strip back, running fast, pressed on the cold pavement. The troubles they come, cause you allow them to escape, man. So keep a good eye upon the basement. Self-collected, involved with the haze, man. Time has been moving, I'm so old, I'm losing patience. Running the system with no code, it's a waste, man. Chasing the moment, no control of your wavelength. Embrace in the arms of my greatest enemy. Success is to be obtained regardless. My number one and only objective is to be exposed to the light and one day receive all my flowers. Got another pardon, will she holler for a feel life for the party? Didn't stop her from counting it all against her, but she proudly represents the pen and undefeated champion. I'm sorry that you didn't understand what you were getting into. I got to let it go. On my knees, I was saying strip back, running fast, pressed on the cold pavement. The troubles will come if you allow them to escape, man. So keep a good eye upon the basement. I got to let it go. On my knees, I was saying strip back, running fast, pressed on the cold pavement. The troubles they come, cause you allow them to escape, man. So keep a good eye upon the basement. Keep your eyes up on the basement.
the whip with no sin to my name. Think that's the grind before the fame. Push me to the limit, but you know I'll never break. Ooh, really hope you can relate. Cause I built myself up like Mike Tyson. Won it so I took it like, make the task my son. Run the country now, yeah, call me Joe Biden. Dining like a king, only tip-top by some. I think you get it's your mistake, but I'm hoping you can take it with grace. Cause when I'm at the top of the Empire State, know you gon' be wishing that you had more faith. Huh, no more second chances. Should admit you came, but now you just a cancer. Draped in alabaster, wish you'd up and fly away. Might just call you Casper. Hoping for some brighter days, talk to the master. Really what you take me for? Really what you take me for? Do not sentence me to death, I wouldn't write. The power capsized in these teary eyes. When I awake, I rise, I grind, I shine. There could be no better price in this life than I. Dead poet comes back to life, and I tell them words of life. So I, we could be together no matter who goes wherever. I just push and I climb on the stairs to heaven. Certainly, I think you heard of me in the dream that you had. Just didn't awake, it's so sad. Look back in your mind, it's me you cherish. I look onward and ever clinging on to blessings. Oh, really what you take me for? Really what you take me for? Ooh, 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 really what you take me for? 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 Ooh, 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 really what you take me for? Really what you take me for?
On their collab. I love how the acronyms of this song is WTF, but the track is What You Take Me For. And just like that, we are at the end of the show. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Beats and Eats on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. I am your host, Nicole, and you know you can connect with Beats and Eats on Instagram at Beats and Eats BC, or you can send a text to 778-782-2573 anytime you feel like it, especially when I'm on air. But before Sebastian joins with his open mic show, I am going to play a couple more tracks, starting off with Omar is going to play us out with I've Been Waiting, and then I think we're going to hear a little bit from Dina with Imaginary Friends. Onto you, I won't refrain. If the
view. I'm making sure that this time is the farthest way you may lead. Gonna put aside my pride where ego can't be achieved. All it takes is a little faith, working on your best belief. By the time of work is done, you'll have the better part of me.
Good afternoon, everyone, and you're listening to CGS